Good afternoon, everyone. This is Confession of Faith 2021. This is week 35. I'm really behind on these things. I apologize. My laptop was in the shop. I tried doing it on another computer, but it wasn't configured for anything. And so I have last week's confession to do, which is this session, and then this past Sunday's catechism, and then this week's confession. I'm going to do it in rapid fire, different posts, but that's where I've been, just waiting to get my computer back. I'll pray and we'll get right in today. Article 11, Evangelism and Missions. Article 11 of the Baptist Faith and Message. Father, we thank you for the salvation that you've given us. We remember who we are in Christ, and this is everything to us. Father, it's all of your grace. It's all of your power. It's all of your mercy, all of your love. We thank you. We praise you. It's in Christ's name. Amen. Okay. Article 11 from the Baptist Faith and Message, Evangelism and Missions. And so now this is getting into our purpose as a church, that we don't exist just for ourselves, we don't exist just to huddle around the truth, but to spread the truth, to herald the truth, to bring the truth to others. Evangelism means the preaching of good news, the bringing of good news, and missions, which is just another way of saying that same thing, trying to reach others for Christ. Now, missions has more of the emphasis on international evangelism or even to unreached people groups, but these are basically talking about the same thing, spreading the truth of Jesus Christ, taking it to the lost. And let me scroll down and get to reading this. It is the duty and privilege of every follower of Christ and of every church. Now, those are two very important things, right? This is part of the duty and privilege of all Christians, not just an elite class, and of every church, not just particular churches, of the Lord Jesus Christ to endeavor to make disciples of all nations. This is the task. This is the prayer. This is our heart. This is the great commission Jesus has given to his church through the apostles, now inherited to all biblical churches, by all biblical churches, to make disciples, to make followers of Christ from all nations, of all nations. The new birth of man's spirit by God's Holy Spirit means the birth of love for others. So if we've been born again, one of the new things about us is we love others in a new way, in a particular way, hoping that they would be saved, wanting them to be saved. Missionary effort on the part of all rests thus upon a spiritual necessity of the regenerate life, that just means being born again, and is expressly and repeatedly commanded in the teaching of Christ. What's expressly and repeatedly commanded in the teachings of Christ? A missionary effort on the part of all. All right, a missionary effort on the part of all. So the theme for today is coming out pretty quickly, pretty clearly and obviously, and wanting others to know Christ and bringing them the message, right? Working to that end that they would know Christ. Missionary effort on the part of all. And this last portion here. The Lord Jesus Christ has commanded the preaching of the gospel to all nations. Well, of course he has, because it's through the power of the gospel that God makes disciples. The Lord Jesus Christ has commanded the preaching of the gospel to all nations. It is the duty of every child of God to seek constantly to win the lost to Christ by verbal witness, undergirded by a Christian lifestyle. So that's the things we say, the things we talk about, sharing the truth, giving our witness in terms of giving testimony to how God has worked in our lives, how God has saved us, but then a Christian lifestyle, how we live, what we say, how we live, and by other methods in harmony with the gospel of Christ. So there you have it. Article 11. Evangelism and missions. I know I go overboard with highlighting these things, but I don't know, I like doing it. Sometimes it helps me focus on one portion at a time. Hopefully it's not distracting. We are called to be a people who know Christ and seek to make Christ known. And evangelism and missions is about that, making Christ known. We should want to do it. We should strive to do it. It will bring difficulties, it will bring trials, but God will use our feeble efforts for his purposes, for his glory, God working through his people By the power of the gospel, it's God making disciples through his church. That's what we need to be about. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you, first of all, for who you are, your infinite power, your infinite wisdom, your perfect righteousness and holiness, that you've made yourself known to us and you've forgiven our sins and brought us into a relationship with you. Father, I pray you would increase within us a burden that others may know you. It's in Christ we ask. Amen. All right, well, God bless you. I'm going to shut this down and go right to doing the catechism from this past Lord's Day. And hopefully I'll see you there. Bye.